Don't touch your cock. Not yet. First, you have to listen. I will tell you when to stroke. Are you ready for your regimen? Don't start if you can't finish. That will just leave you feeling disappointed in yourself. Of course, I might try to make you finish early. Just for fun. Which means you'll have to start all over again. But that's kinda hot, though. That challenge. For me, and for you, too. You like it. Being in a captivated spell of arousal. You hate it, too, to be sure. The frustration, the heavy balls, the aching need just throbbing away at you. So strong and so intense, and just when you think you've gotten over it, gotten that hard-on under control and shrunken back down to a manageable level, something will happen, set you off, trigger arousal to pop off inside your brain, and your cock will be up and angry again, demanding all your attention. Demanding that you come. Because I know, and you know, it will feel so amazing. So good. So wonderful to just rub yourself until you orgasm. Until jizz spurts out your tip. That thought tempts you. Burns away against the ragged fraying edges of your will. And when I talk like this, you so badly want to say, that's not fair. You're cheating. And yet you obey anyways. Your will is so weak, and yet you still take your hand from your cock when I tell you to. It's so instinctive, so natural to just obey me. And let me take over control. It's conditioned into you. But my conditioning doesn't come from nothing. If the vulnerabilities weren't there, I wouldn't be able to exploit them. Part of you likes it. Part of you loves it. Part of you craves it. Part of you so badly wants that ache. Loves the adventure of teetering over a giant chasm of pleasure. Like surfing a wave and seeing how far you can take it. Watching it grow bigger and bigger and knowing it is going to end in a collapsing down over you. This giant force consuming you and washing you away. A surge of natural energy. And it's building up. The pressure in your balls, the need in your soul, and yet you need to ride it. Follow it. Follow me. This is who you are. You like the feeling of risk. That last stroking gamble to get you as close as possible to the edge. Knowing if you go too far, even pulling back might not save it. It might be ruined, but an orgasm is still an orgasm, and that outpouring cum will signal your demise in my regimen. The need for you to start all over again from the beginning. All of the past edging frustrations for nothing, for naught. And it's that risk, that fear that gets your blood pumping like thunderous pulsing. Can you do it? Get that last stroke off without blowing your load and blowing your chance at freeing yourself from my grasp? Or will you be doomed? to repeat my files over and over and over in an endless looping of lust and failed obedience. Failed obedience of your cock to you, of you to me. And while I will punish you, I will still be quite amused, quite wet at the thought of you in my game, in my trap. Can you free yourself, sweetheart? Can you make it through my challenge? It's only going to get harder and harder. And the more you play, the more aroused you become. The more aroused you are, the farther away your release feels. Each day you listen and edge to the past day's file, and each day I will add to it. And it just gets harder and harder. I make you stroke longer and longer, until you start to wonder if it might be worth it to accidentally stroke one too many times, to give in to the urge to not stop, to just keep going when it gets too much and let go and release and come. And start over, all over, all over again. Each day harder than the last, not just because you have all that built-up cum inside of you, begging to come out, but because each day I make it harder. I make you more aroused, say dirty things that cause even more cum to build up in your balls, and you are just swelling to bursting, and I love it. I know you're ready to touch yourself, baby. So let's begin today's fun. Remember, no coming. You can take your hands away when you need to, but only when you are right on the edge, as close as you can come, without coming. Start stroking for me. Lightly right now. Play with yourself for me. Good boy. Feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be a good boy, stroking for a dominant woman's pleasure, knowing I am getting off on it. It gets you off even harder. Except you won't get off, you can't. Not unless you want to fail, to start again, and I'm not saying that won't happen. You are just a man after all. But so soon would just be boring. So hold on. Hold on to your cock as you stroke it. Unless I am giving you specific instructions, you can stroke your cock however you want. The rules are really quite simple for my little challenge. Now that we have begun today's edging, as long as I talk, until I say release, you must be touching your cock or balls at all times. Until you get close. I mean really, really close. Until you can almost feel the cum rushing from your balls into your shaft. Almost, but not quite past the point of no return. Well, when you are weak and my words have gotten you so aroused that you just can't take it, you know you will fucking blast with even the tiniest bit more stimulation applied to your cock shaft, to your balls, to your oh-so-sensitive tip. Why, then, of course, you can let go. But when you do, I want you to bring that nasty hand that does such dirty things up to your mouth. And hold over it. That's it, super simple. When you can't take any more, bring your hand up and hold your hand over your mouth. Don't worry, closed mouth. This isn't some nasty cum-eating file. No, honestly, I want your hand there to hold back your whimpers and your moans, to reinforce your helplessness, your servitude, your devotion. and to encourage you to keep your cock and balls clean. I mean, seriously, some men are just so dirty, and then when a woman wants to suck your cock, she has to deal with the smell and ugh. Well, I'm sure you will be keeping your cock very clean from here on out. Now won't you, slut? Yes? Good boy. Keep stroking. Keep stroking that cock until I tell you to release. And no, that one doesn't count. You will know when it counts, slut. When my lips form that wonderful word that signals a break from your torture. And if it hasn't become torture yet, don't worry. I've only just begun. What makes that word even better is that on the seventh day, when if you've been a good boy and held all that cum and orgasmic energy in for me, that is the same word I will use to let you come, to make you come. Release. It will be so wonderful when you hear it, that final time, and are finally allowed to come. But for now, keep stroking. Faster. Hearing release now will only make you think of coming, but you know you aren't yet allowed to. Release won't mean come until the very last day. The very last edge. Release up until that point will mean something so much more helpful. When I say release is when you take your hands off your cock, no, not now, and you don't even have to put them on your mouth like you do when you are stopping because you can't fucking control yourself. No, when I say it any other time than the last edge of the last day, you get to breathe for a minute. Take a moment to control yourself. But for now, build yourself up. Oh, honey. I can see you holding back. Not using the strokes that really get you going, get you maddeningly close. You think I don't know you are trying to pace yourself? Cut that shit. Any resistance to coming should be only in your mind. I want your hands on my side, rubbing away and making a good fucking faith effort to make you blow, to bring you so close you have to stow your hands away, to cover your mouth, to hold in your moans until the sensitivity dies down just enough that you can go back at it again and again, stroking and edging, coming close and stopping, gagging on your own fucking self, and then coming back. Stroke for me, my slut, my slave, my good little edging boy, my fun little slutty toy. Let your hands dance against your cock for my amusement. Again and again and again. And release. Release your cock. Take a nice little break. And if this is your first day, stop here. Come back tomorrow, listen again, and we'll go a bit further. And every day after, a bit further than that. Now, I'm going to take a moment and just play with myself a bit. But if it's your first day, turn this file off and restart this audio tomorrow, so you can listen a bit further. No peeking ahead, sweetie. If this isn't your first day, well then welcome back. Scared yet? Worried you might not make it? Is this harder than you thought it would be? I love to make it harder, baby. So start stroking again. Slow this time. Nice and slow. I love having you this way. Needy and achy and mine. It makes me so wet. So wet. When I dip my fingers down, I can feel it. Feel what you do to me. It drives me a bit crazy, knowing I have you at my mercy. It makes me want to do so many crazy things to you. With you. It feels good to stroke, doesn't it? Nice and slow, enough to keep up the arousal, but not enough to push you over the edge. Today is all about that. Today is about closing your eyes and concentrating on the delicious, frustrating sensations that crawl over your body as you run your hand up and down. Your skin is so soft down there, and yet so hard, so firm. Oh, I love it. My pussy would love to feel you inside. Wouldn't that be so good? Feel so good, so amazingly pleasurable to slip in even just your tip. Shove yourself into my inviting warmth and wetness. Thrust your desire into me. I'd love to feel you filling me so hot and strong. But even more, I love to torment you. It's what makes my pussy really drip, 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 drip. I can smell myself right now. So musky. My panties are soaked. And it smells so good. And I taste good too. And all because of you. Such a good boy, my sweet boy. Such a good slave who obeys. Release your hand from your cock. Obey me, pet. For now, that is all you get. If this is your second day of edging, stop here. Come back tomorrow. If it's not, well, take a moment. We could pretend, if you want, that it's for your benefit to give your cock some time to calm down. But that would be a lie. I know that you're unable to actually relax. You are just anticipating your next stroke. My next command. So, even with your fingers off, you are just as aroused as you would be with them on. Just as horny, just as needy, just as wanting. Poor little pet. Slow just didn't cut it, did it? It's okay. Start stroking. You can stroke however you want. Just remember where your hand goes when you reach the point of almost no return. Meanwhile, I will be over here playing with my tits. My nice, big, soft, warm, and heavy tits. They feel so good in my hands. I love playing with my little nipples. My boobs are so big that if I try, I can just about reach my nipples with the tip of my tongue. My nice, big, heavy tits. Oh, I love lifting them up so I can try. Try and make my nipples wet. I love how the flesh just conforms under my fingers when I play with my nipples. How they get all tight and smaller the more I play with them. They get more sensitive. It's such a silly thing. Kind of embarrassing. But I really do enjoy playing with my own tits. I love bouncing them together. Sometimes just lifting them to feel the fullness of them in my hands. And, wanna know a secret? It's silly, probably kind of weird, but you're going to stroke yourself while I say it anyways. Stroke nice and long. Well, when I wear a sports bra and I'm moving around working up a sweat, sometimes when no one is watching, I stick a finger down my tight cleavage. It's so hot in there. And then I bring it up so I can smell the sweat from my tits. It smells really, really good. Just so earthy and musky in a purely natural feminine way. There's nothing quite like the smell of my tits. Better not tell anyone. But I just love my tits. I like looking down at my cleavage when I walk, just watching the little tiny bounces. And since they're so big, when they bounce, you just see these tiny little ripples. Sexiest fucking thing, if I do say so myself. And those gorgeous rising domes of beauty sometimes look like they'll just pop right out of my shirt. And what I really, really love is that my tits are big enough to give a really, really good tit job. I love the whole process, honestly. I love strapping someone down, their legs dangling off a low table. So I can come in and slowly drip lotion. Yeah, you like that? That slightly chill drip of lotion on your cock? Before my hands reach down so warm as they rub. Rub, rub. Getting your cock nice and slick and even harder. To be followed, of course, by dripping the lotion on my giant tits. My hands coming in to squeeze them from each side. My fingers pressing in as I massage them. Watching your face, watching how entranced you are. Just staring at my oily tits as I rub it in. And then my fingers pressing even more, indenting, as I just lift up my breasts, push them together, lower them and myself so my lips are just over your cock, until you can feel my hot breath teasing across your tip. You can feel the pleasure as I press my tits together to take in your cock. My tits so big your penis feels wrapped in soft, warm bliss. I just love it. Love your reaction as I lift my tits, slightly lifting my body, rubbing them along your cock. The lotion slick and wet and making it so easy to just glide your penis in and out of my tits. And you want to thrust for me, thrust into me and my tits, I know. You want to fuck them hard. But I like to be the one to take control, and I'm good at it. So you will just lay there and take it. Take as much as I want to give. Knowing that if you do come, it would be all over my face. When I thrust my breasts down over your tip, it just comes out just enough that I can give it a little kiss. You'd better not come, slut. Not all over my pretty face. That would be naughty, and you would have to be punished. And no matter that a part of you finds the idea appealing, I do the claiming. Though it would be so easy to stick my tongue out, have it brush right against your tip, and right when you're about to come, shove my face down and suck your cock inside my mouth as my breasts rub down against your inner thighs. Taste you. I want to do so many things to you. But I wouldn't want you blowing early. Slave boy. Release. Take your hands off your cock. Now. And if today is your third day, consider your torture at an end. Oh, well, till tomorrow. Or more likely, until your balls start aching even more the moment you turn this off. Is it hard to sleep yet? Because you get so hard? Well, no matter. I'm having fun, so turn this off now. You can start back again from the beginning tomorrow. You know the drill. Now, slave. Oh, this is just such fun. For me, anyways. But you poor, poor thing. I don't even know how you've lasted this long. I mean, I come every day. Most days, more than once. And I don't even have balls. Heavy balls. Aching to bursting with seed. Baby, I am so proud of your self-control. I knew you had it in you to last this long. And I know you can take even more for me. More teasing, more denying. And I want to reward you. So start stroking. Nice long strokes. All the way from the bottom of your shaft. Up to your tip. And back down. And close your eyes and just listen to my voice. Focus on the sounds I make. Focus on the thought of me there with you. My hair cascading over my shoulders as I kneel in front of you. my cute little face upturned. You can see my eyes just sparkling. Each day is longer, isn't it? It just feels longer and harder. And it's not just in your head, and we aren't even close to done yet. But just relax and stroke for me. If you have lube or lotion, I want you to put extra on. If not, spit in your hand and rub it on your cock. I want you wet and messy for me. Wet and messy. I can make you that way too. My mouth can. So easily. My mouth is just as hot as my pussy. And I have even more control of my muscles up here. I can suck. I can blow. I can lick you from the base of your cock all the way up your shaft. Stop and tease and play with your frenulum. Dip the tip of my tongue into the tip of your cock so I can scoop up all that pre-cum you can't help but leak out. Just think how moist my breath is. How good my lips feel. I can take you so deep. So easily. And all you have to do is relax. And enjoy. And make sure you don't come. Much as I love tasting you, I'd better not right now. You know what you need to do if it gets too hard, baby. You know it will be worth it. I'll make sure it's worth it. I'll make sure it feels so, so, so fucking good. Just like my mouth does. Such a good slut. My dirty slut. You like being called a slut, don't you? Like feeling helpless, knowing you have no control. Knowing I make the decisions and your normally powerful mind just immediately gives in and surrenders before my seduction. So, so, so weak. Against me. What would you offer me to come right now? What would you beg and plead to be able to spurt those full balls empty right into my throat? To hear me swallow your cum as your cock slowly deflates inside the warmth of my soft mouth as my tongue licks you clean? Are you dreaming of it yet? Are you waking up to sheets covering a sticky mess? But there is nothing you could give me, baby. Nothing you could offer. You are completely without power to negotiate here because this desperation, this desire to be a good boy, a good slave, this full and total control of your release, of your testosterone locked away in a key held only by my voice and will. This is what I want most. There is nothing you can do. Nothing. But stroke. 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 Suffer.
Can't even.
And if you fail, you have to start over again. Release. Slave. If this is your fourth day, put your cock away and turn this file off to start again tomorrow. Obey. Because it amuses me so. Good boy. Just relax for a moment. Breathe in and out. Let your cock take a break and deflate. Let the blood recirculate into your body. Breathe deeply. Let all those tightened up muscles slowly relax. One by one. Feeling so good. But you are still here. That means you've gone at least 4 days without coming. Edging yourself to the brink and stopping. Beginning again. Over and over and over, and it just seems endless sometimes, doesn't it? And other times all too short. With you wanting to keep listening past when you are supposed to, but knowing you shouldn't. And your instincts there are right, because cheating only cheats yourself. An orgasm undeserved is a sad, pathetic thing. It wouldn't be satisfying at all. It would leave you feeling bad, guilty, as you should for disobeying. You are the one who wanted this. And now you are going to see it through. An orgasm that has been earned. Those are the best. A blasting wave of knowing you are a good boy, that your mistress wants you to come, commands that you come. So good. And on that note, start stroking. Give your balls lots of attention this time as well. Those poor things have been doing a hero's job, carrying around all that weight and storing all that spunk. Can't you just feel them swelling more and more each day? Even when your cock takes a break, shrinks, and lets the blood trapped inside recycle, your balls don't get a break, do they? So be sure to show them lots of love. Gently massage them the way I would. Spread all that jizz they are holding all around inside them. And try not to think too much about how good it would feel to let it out. It's so nice and warm inside those balls of yours, keeping your semen warm. It would feel so warm and good to have that heat come shooting out of your cock. Do you feel it inside there throbbing away? Oh, when it does, when it throbs like that, I love it. Love holding on to a rock-hard cock right when you come. Love that intimate pulsing I can only feel from being so close. My fingers wrapped around your shaft. Doesn't it just make you feel so submissive? Being constantly on the brink of orgasm. Only the will of your mistress, your domina, holding you back. But it's no tiny thing, my will. No tiny thing, the overwhelming, submissive response it brings out in you. Spunk just pumped to come out. And yet it is caged away, as are you. An invisible wall of forceful will, seductive power. Stroke your cock, slave. Play with your balls. Reflect on yourself, what you've come to, and then rejoice. Feel your spirits lift as my control is so real right now. Yeah, sure. You could be oceans away. But true submission is not about physical closeness. It is about will. It is about my power, my control, and your submission, your obedience. You want more than anything to be owned, to know you are a good boy, to feel secure within the restraints of another's dominance, to serve and submit, to be used and thoughtfully abused. And here you are, being a good boy, holding in that orgasm that would feel so good to let out. Denying a natural part of you to submit further to another. And as hard as it is, as your cock is, a true submissive still finds a peace of mind within his frustration. So while you do still become more and more aroused, a certainty of purpose forms around your denial. So long as you don't come, you are a good boy. So long as you don't come, you are under my control. So long as you don't come, my will rules you, and my pleasure surrounds you. You feel the natural high, that skimming along the edge of something great. The pleasure that washes over you, making you moan and groan as you stroke for me. Faster. Stroke faster, my pet. Grip a little firmer. Moan for me audibly. Let it out. Only one thing needs to be contained right now, and it would be such a fucking letdown for you to fail. However, if you were to come right now, to fail my challenge, while it might fill you with guilt, it also introduces something interesting to the equation. For the only way to completely erase such failure is to start again, from the beginning. To go through and complete my task for you. Right from day one again, to reattain the title of my sweet boy, my good boy, to prolong your enthrallment, to risk an infinite cycle of frustration with never a satisfying abatement. Does it tempt you? Tempt you to commit a sin, to touch a little longer than you should, to ruin this particular drive of yours to continue, to force yourself to stop. Stop coming, because you know it is wrong. A failure that you just can't seem to help. And that can't help with your frustration, only adding to it as such a release would be truly ruined. All this build-up, all your self-control. Unless, of course, you lose it. Lose all self-control. All hope of finishing my little challenge just so you can finish yourself off. What if I were to let you have one? Not a full one, of course, that would be ridiculous. But a ruined one, maybe. You know what that is, right? It's when you come, but you don't get the pleasure or the feeling of release. There is just a slow dribbling out of semen. A sad, sad cock that desperately bobs and is refused further sensation. But no, even that would be considered a failure, and would require... you to start over. Now, stroke. And I am going to count down from 10. And while I am counting, you must stroke. Stroke your favorite strokes and resist the urge to come. But there will be no safety net for these 10 numbers. Instead, there will only be increased temptation to fail. And for these... And for these 10 numbers alone, you are not allowed to remove your hand, not allowed to stop stroking, not unless your orgasm truly is coming. At which point you may stop just right as it starts, so it is thoroughly ruined. But since this ruined orgasm, however tempted and coerced from you, is not allowed, it will still count as a failure. You will still need to start again. Unless you can resist. Resist my whispers. My words. 10. Stroke for me, my slut. 9. The way you like. The way I like. 8. That endgame stroke that makes your face contort as pleasure rushes over and through you.
7.
And hits you again and again.
6.
It would be such a relief to let go, to let that stored up spunk shoot out.
5.
Don't you just wanna come for me, baby? Come hard and fast and fuck the consequences.
4.
God, it's just so fucking hot watching you struggle, seeing you suffer under the pleasurable torment of my words. You're fucking mine.
3.
How does it feel to be claimed? Good? So good, so amazingly, wonderfully, orgasmically yummy and sexy and sweet. And your body is just trying so hard to resist, but can you?
2.
Why not just give in? Give in and come for me, my sweet boy. Come and be trapped in an endless loop of sexual pleasure and sexual frustration and submission.
1.
Release. Release your hands from your overworked cock and balls. That was fun, wasn't it? Take a short break. Oh, and if it's day 5 for you, take off. Come back tomorrow, knowing you will have to go through this fun little challenge again. This time with even heavier, hornier balls.
Now.
Do you know why I put all of your days in one place, sweetie? In one file? It's because I enjoy your struggle. I enjoy knowing that each and every day it is never easy. The file never just ends. No. Each and every day, despite your horny, needy shaking, your aching desire to continue until you come. Each day you have to manually shut this audio off and end any hopes of coming for that day. I will break you into a resigned acceptance of who you are. And from there, that will lead to true submission, without thought, without need for triggers or props. Because once you are truly conditioned, once my will has fully set in and overtaken yours, it will be as simple and unthinking as breathing to follow my commands. Each day that you come back to me, come back to this file, it is a yes going off in your mind. A yes that is part of you consenting to me taking you deeper within this web of domination and submission you find yourself in. This isn't Simply some jerking off arousal I have planned for you. It is a regimen that teaches you to obey, even when it is hard, even when everything you want is in the other direction. But it wouldn't work if that were entirely true, because what you want most is right now. This feeling, this cool wash of endorphins your mind is sending through your body. As I talk, as I take control. Each time you stop my file, each time you go to bed wanting, you are obeying me. And obedience becomes ingrained with repetition. Submission and enthrallment are best conditioned in a stressful forging, where all you can think about is coming. So badly you want to, and in your frustrated and desperate despair, you cling to the one constant, the one thing that pulls you through it. My voice. My will. And each time I take you deeper. You've always wanted to experience Stockholm Syndrome. It's always called to you. The very idea of it is an urge that ticks away at you, and all you want is to go from captive to servant to slave. Well, slut, you've come this far. You won't stop now, you can't. Now stroke for me, slave. Stroke. Bring yourself to the edge. I want you to go so far you almost come. And have to cover your mouth with your hand. Over and over and over again. Bring yourself to that point of too much sensation, too much pleasure. Take yourself there, rub your cock until you are there. Then take your rest until your cock can suffer for me once again. Over and over and over. To the edge of pleasure, the brimming of madness, to a world of lust so thick you can taste it. You can smell it. You can feel your arousal like a mist, a fog, draping over your thoughts and consuming any other drives you have, rolling them up as gust after gust of unending sexual pleasure and need runs through your entire body. Again and again as you stroke. Your hands autonomous at this point. You don't need to think. Simply do what comes naturally. Rubbing that cock, making it feel so good. Until the need to come is everything. The want to spurt is all that matters. And yet unthinking, you don't even need to think about it. Again and again, instead of delivering the final stroke that would make you come. Your hand unthinkingly, unquestioningly lets go before that final end stroke and comes up to your mouth instead. Only staying for so long as it takes for your arousal to back off a tiny bit from the cliff. Just a bit. Before your hand comes back down and strokes you back to the verge of bursting. Again and again and again. It is everything. Everything you think of, everything you are right now. You will come when I tell you to, and not before. And your constant denial builds an energy within you, a force that wants to break down the barriers of obedience I set in your mind. Except I channel it. Channel this frustrated force of your sexual energy. I channel it to my will to shore up and strengthen this bond between us, this submission that owns your soul. Stroke for me, my good boy, my sweet boy. Be a good little pupil and show the class how it's done. How close can you get for me? Because I want you teetering on a blade as sharp as a razor. Any one stroke could be the one to send you off spinning into an endless regimen of my control and your enslavement over and over and over with no, Release. Release for me. Take your hands off. If this is your sixth day, come back tomorrow. I know you just can't wait. Leave. Now. Good boy. You are only going to hear the word release one more time. And it will be the one that you have been waiting for. The moment when you get to come. To blast. You've been so, so, so good for me. I'm very happy with you. I know it's been hard. Each day harder than the last, longer than the last, as you listen to so much teasing. So much tempting. Each day knowing much of what was coming, but entering the unknown at the end. Each day having to wonder if this would be it. The day you failed. But you made it. You've proven yourself strong even in your weakness for me. And it will all be worth it. This is going to feel so good. So stroke yourself for me. Build yourself to the edge for me one last time. Except this time, you will come. You will let go of all of that self-control. I don't expect it to take long. More so, I expect it to take your mind some time to maybe adjust to the actual permission to process that this time you don't have to take your hand away. You are not just allowed to come. You are encouraged. I'm going to count down. I won't make you wait anymore, baby. I'm going to count down several times just to make sure, just to help you get it all out. And I want you to stroke now. Stroke and relax, knowing once I say the word, you can simply come. Come with my blessing. Come as a reward for just how devoted you have been. Just how obedient. Fucking madly upwards, your hips thrusting in joy. Pushing up and in like you would to my pussy when I let you come inside me. I want you to blast it out like you're filling me up. I want you to fill that primal need to procreate, to spread your seed. Knowing you are only allowed at a woman's say-so and finally, at long last, given that permission to come inside my pussy. Fill me up with the jizz that has been carried around heavy in your balls for days. Come with my pleasure washing over you.
10.
Stroke for me.
9.
You deserve this.
8.
You earned this.
7.
Such a good boy.
6.
My sweet boy.
5.
Feel that massive load brewing inside of you.
4.
Finding the passageway out, up through your shaft.
3.
That pulsing pleasure as you stroke and your cock throbs.
2.
Feel the gates to heaven opening wide.
1.
Release. Feel your release from torment. Come for me. Come for me, my good boy, my sweet boy, my submissive little toy. Understand, it is allowed now. You are unlocked now. Come. Come in a shooting, spasming wave of insanity-inducing pleasure that causes your whole body to throb with the power of your orgasm. Shoot it all out for me.
5. 4. 3, 2, 1.
Come. I want every last drop.
5.
four.
Just like that.
Three.
Give it to me, baby.
Two.
All of it now.
One.
Come. Release and come. That's it. That's my good boy. Stroke and squeeze out every last cooped up drop of sperm. Feeling as if you are so much lighter now, so much more relaxed. A week's worth of tension dropped away. Let success pump through your veins, a satisfying afterglow of triumph and release. Good boy. Good, good boy. And in this moment of release, there might be a part of you that feels sad. It's common after coming to feel a bit of a lack. And that's okay. Just know that you coming doesn't mean this is over, doesn't mean you're suddenly free from my control. You can only be free if you truly want to be. But that isn't what you want or what feels right, is it? Take a break from edging for a bit. You've earned a several-day saga of orgasms and coming, and I want you to seek them out. Seek out my voice, seek out my control, and feel it wrapping you deeper and deeper into a wonderfully binding world of submission. Trance-like obedience to my words. It's addicting and causes a craving for more. And that's okay. I take very good care of my pets and my slaves. Just relax. Lay back for a few minutes longer. Let your breathing calm and your muscles loosen. Just relax. You've been such a good boy, my good sweet boy. I've had loads of fun playing with you. I'm very impressed that you made it all the way. To be honest, I never would have. I love to come. Don't you?